Title 42 Countdown, Migrants Fly from Around the World to Rush U.S. Border. By John Binder on May 3, 2023. Foreign nationals from around the world are flying to northern Mexico to wait for President Joe Biden to end Title 42, one of the few remaining border controls, on May 11 so they can rush the United States-Mexico border. In 2020, in the midst of the Chinese coronavirus crisis, former President Donald Trump invoked the public health authority known as Title 42 at the border, ensuring that federal immigration officials had been able to quickly return millions of illegal aliens to Mexico over the last 3 years. On May 11, Biden will end Title 42 and create new catch-and-release pipelines to quickly get border crossers and illegal aliens into the U.S. interior. Many foreign nationals who are waiting in Mexico for Title 42 to end before rushing the border have come from around the world. One foreign national, speaking to KGTV San Diego, said he took 3 flights from Jamaica to end up in Tijuana, Mexico, in the hopes of getting released into the U.S. interior after Title 42's end. "We just have to wait here," the foreign national said. "We took a few planes to come here. We took 3 planes. The foreign national made it clear that he does not have a valid claim for asylum, noting he is simply fleeing violent crime in Jamaica, though that may not stop Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, from releasing him into the U.S. interior. "A lot of us want to come here and make it better, come out of the violence," he said. "We don't want to go back home to the violence. I think it's better here than in Jamaica where the violence is. They won't treat us that badly, I think. So, hopefully, I'm right." Other foreign nationals have taken multiple flights to land in northern Mexico to wait for Title 42's end as well, including from Ghana, Colombia, Haiti, and India. Some estimates suggest that 15,000 Haitians are in Mexico waiting to rush the border after Title 42's end. This week, Biden's DHS announced that 1,500 U.S. troops would be deployed to the border, though they will not carry out any law enforcement duties. Instead, the deployed troops will be helping process border crossers and illegal aliens into American communities more quickly. "President Biden wants to send troops to the border, not to secure it and enforce our immigration laws, but to process illegal immigrants faster," Cotton told Breitbart News in an exclusive statement. "It's a publicity stunt that does nothing to stop Joe Biden's border crisis," he said. As Breitbart News reported, the Biden administration expects close to 400,000 border crossers and illegal aliens to arrive at the border every month after Title 42 ends. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.